It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. Let's start with some COVID-19 news in New Mexico. State and federal health agencies say they are sending 70 caregivers to San Juan Regional Medical Center due to a surge in COVID-19 patients in the northwestern part of New Mexico. The Farmington Daily Times reports that San Juan County reported over 3,600 positive cases of COVID-19 in October. That's more than the previous 4 months combined. The number of COVID-19 patients being treated at the hospital have been steadily climbing for weeks, but rose dramatically last week. As of Wednesday, the hospital is treating 88 COVID-19 patients. They said they expect that number to grow. As of Thursday, 460 individuals were hospitalized in New Mexico for COVID-19. A former El Paso congressman may have a very good shot at becoming the new governor of Texas should he decide to run. Fred Martino explains.
A new poll from the Texas Hispanic Policy Foundation shows Governor Greg Abbott and former Congressman Beto O'Rourke virtually tied if they were to face off in a gubernatorial election. Among the about 1,400 registered voters surveyed last month, 43% would vote for Abbott, while 42% would vote for O'Rourke. Jason Villalba, the group's CEO, spoke to the Texas Standard.
Now, seeing other polls around the state, you know that that's probably a little closer than some of the other polls, but it does suggest that after a very tough session where Abbott moved strikingly to the right, that now Beto is certainly within striking distance if he decides to run.
Villalba also says Abbott is the overwhelming favorite in the Republican primary. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.
And in more news, the Master Watershed Conservationist Program recently hosted the second in a series of forums. The events focus on how the watershed will affect southern New Mexico. In depth, here's Madison Staten.
The state of New Mexico is no stranger to drought. Over the last 20 years, the state has experienced only a few gaps without some form of abnormally dry conditions. With the longest drought in recent history, lasting 329 weeks, between 2001 and 2007. And the impact of drought remains just as significant today. This year, the state recorded its most intensive drought period on record in late January. State climatologist David Dubois says that drought conditions are likely to continue through the end of the year.
In southern New Mexico, whole southwest New Mexico is in that drought persisting. And if you're over on the east side, we've had a good monsoon that brings some of it out of drought. However, the patterns of the La Nina are likely going to bring drought back. Drought is here to stay, at least through the winter.
Dubois says that even as drier trends continue, more extreme precipitation events are likely to occur.
Climate model ensembles I've been looking at have been showing a modest trend towards stronger monsoons, which is good news for us in the summer. However, that may be counterproductive in terms of having a really, really dry and higher temperatures for the winter and spring.
With more intense storm projections comes the need to protect the county from future flooding. Over 100 dams exist within Doña Ana County, many designed independently by farmers to protect agricultural land. Protecting these dams from future flooding will require further promotion of watershed health, according to Doña Ana County Flood Commission Director John Gwynn.
Small structures create a problem now that there's populations or population grows because they're no longer adequate. The one thing that we can really do that helps in terms of flooding is we can work in the watershed. We basically want to reduce the amount of stormwater runoff and also reduce the sediment debris load that goes with that. It'll also help with groundwater recharge. There's a ton of ways that we can mitigate some of the stormwater flows in the watershed before it all combines and gets bigger.
Slowing down water through the placement of riparian buffers and man-made structures is one key way the county can control flooding and help to recharge the aquifer. Other infrastructure solutions include the construction of small retention ponds to help channel excess water. Gwynn estimates these efforts could potentially reduce storm impact by 10% and help to improve drought conditions through increased groundwater recharge.
We can put in debris dams that will slow the water down just enough to allow some of it to soak in. We can also build berms and swales and terraces on the watershed that are not significant enough to really stop a lot of water, but it's